I would like to introduce and welcome our guest on the show, on the program. And this is Therese Mangos from the Pacific Region of the Aroa. Kia rana and kona mauri to you. Therese, kona mauri, how are you?
Kona mauri and kia rana, Charles. And kia rana tātou katoa toi, te meitaki maata o te atua. Thank you for having me on the show again. This is the second time I've been here and for our Caring for Creation program. Today I thought we'd go through, you know, how we can set up some good systems at home to ensure we're kind of reusing and recycling as much as possible, and that way not having to put out our rubbish bin and saving money and the environment at the same time. So like last session I was introducing the work that we do at Pacific Vision Aotearoa and the fact that we actually partner with the Auckland Council, and their vision is to have, you know, to be zero waste by 2040. So we're partnering with them along with that vision. And we talked last time around how there is no place as a way, so we need to take responsibility for what we create. So today's session is really around how can we do that in our homes and what kind of systems can we set up to make that as easy as possible. Because this is all about the future, right? We're trying to restore what we have for our future generations, for our children's children. So just I thought I'd share a little bit about what I'm doing in my own house around trying to reduce waste. It's a good example, and the things that we're trying to tackle at the moment is the huge amount of plastic bags that are, you know, in our shopping and everything that happens every day. So we've been trying to do no plastic bags for a long time now, and the trick that I've found is that you've got to have some alternative bag on hand at all times. And so I've found this bag that I'll show a picture later on the website if you like. It's a very small bag that can be scrunched up and fits into my handbag, so it's my default. So wherever I go, I've got at least one bag with me. Now, going grocery shopping is a different story when you require a bit more planning and you need a few more bags. So the trick is about training yourself how to get the bags back in the car once you've done your shopping. So it's not perfect, but it takes time, and slowly it becomes this new habit that you. So all we're doing is creating some good habits. So because it's a good feeling knowing that we haven't added more plastic bags into the waste stream.
And now, how do you see waste reduction, which is our own responsibilities? What would you like to share more about that?
Well, I suppose I was going to just talk about. Oh, I was just going to continue a little bit around the plastic bags, and just kind of highlight why they're so bad, and then find out ways that we can eliminate these from kind of introducing them in the first place into our rubbish, and then but if they do end up in our rubbish, where do we take them to? The reason why the plastic bags are so kind of bad is because what are they made out of? They're made from crude oil, right? So that's like all plastics. They're made from a non-renewable resource, and we know that that's not a sustainable way, and it creates pollution. We've got warfare because everyone's fighting over the oil. It's disrupting communities. It's disrupting ecosystems. And worst of all, plastic never breaks down. The impact on the environment is enormous. Plastic bags are responsible for killing, you know, we love our marine life, and every year about 100,000 turtles, birds and sea life are killed as a result of plastic ending up in our waterways. But what's even worse is that when it does end up in our waterways, it ends up breaking down into smaller and smaller pieces, so tiny that it gets mistaken as marine food, as food for our marine life. So, you know, I've seen photos, and it's another picture I'll put up at the end of this session, is of a plankton, which is at the bottom of the food chain with plastic in it. So who's at the top of the food chain? That's us. So, and then as we talked about last session, that there's this great huge garbage patch in the oceans. In fact, there's five of them all around our oceans where there's this kind of soup of marine debris that's been created by the currents, and it's creating this huge soup. And now they're calling it a smog, calling it a marine smog, because there is no beginning and there is no end. It's just limitless and it's growing. The difficulty that we have when we sit at home, we can't see it. So this is where we, our role at PVA is around educating and making that more transparent to people so that people can see the problem of their lifestyle on the environment.
So what can you do?
Well, yeah, saying no to plastics is this is it. This is the campaign that we want to support. And it's a growing campaign across the world. It's not a new thing. And places like Denmark, they've been doing it, putting a tax on plastic bags from the 1990s. So, so Asia and Africa, there's countries all over the world. Not so much in the US. There's some kind of districts and states that have taken up plastic bag-free, the mantra. And in the Pacific, it's growing, which is really, really good to see. American Samoa, Marshall Islands, Micronesian state of Yap, Fiji, the Solomons, and just recently, just at the end of last year, was Vanuatu. Here in Aotearoa, we're putting pressure on the government, and only a week ago, actually, a petition was taken to Parliament by the Pure Tour Group, and that was signed by 66,000 people to ban plastic bags.
So that's a huge turnout.
It's a huge number, and there are pockets of plastic bag-free areas, you know, suburbs or places like Raglan, the ones that really, really promote it, and they know the benefits of not having plastic bags in the environment.
So basically you can say, what can you say? What's the message there?
Yeah. Say no. Say no. It's basically starting a new habit. So in terms of what we can do at home, I thought that a really good part of the session would be around setting up systems. So let's take a look at the different types of, you know, waste that comes into the household or rubbish. So last session I did ask listeners to go and have a, you know, start looking at what they're throwing out, what's in the bin, so that we can kind of identify, you know, how we can reduce what's coming into the house. So this is called what's called a waste audit. So this is done, you can do it yourself in the home, you can do it at your school, at your work. Basically it's about taking the rubbish, go grab the bag, grab a tarp, or a, you know, piece of something, or a something that you can basically sweep up afterwards, and pour all the rubbish out onto the floor. And what we're going to do is go through it, go through the rubbish, and separate it into four piles. Now, this was done by the Kiribati community out west when we took them to the zero waste zone at there in Henderson. So it was a great example, and I think there was a lot of learning there from the group around, oh, they're realizing what could and what couldn't be recycled. So it's a good exercise to do as a family, or even as a school.
And then what happens on when you have identified the piles?
I think let's look at those piles. So the first pile I would pull out is all the recyclables. You know what you can put in your recycling bin, Charles?
Oh, I guess so.
You guess so. All right. Well, there are things like your plastics, so your plastic bottles. That includes anything that comes from the bathroom, the kitchen, or the laundry, you know, the detergents and the all those kind of things. And making sure that they're empty is the key thing. Then you've got all your cans, like, you know, food cans, spray cans, and even your drink cans, you know, like the aluminium ones. And once again, empty. It's making sure they're empty. Also in this aluminium category, you can throw out all your tin foil, because often, you know, we do use a lot of tin foil. So long as it doesn't have lots of food attached to it, but can just be given a wipe, then scrunch it up, make it into a big ball, you know, collect it over a little while, and then put it in your recycling bin, and that can be reused again into another aluminium product. Then there's glass, so that's all your glass bottles and jars and things that come from the kitchen. And then there's cardboard and paper that now goes into our recycling bin. So like pizza boxes, once again, make sure they're empty. Those crusts that people don't like. And then all your news, like newspaper, office paper, and clean paper. And what you'll find is that there's a bunch of paper there that's quite dirty. And so that goes into our next category. So that's all recyclables. Our second one is the compost pile. So your dirty paper. So that's your serviettes, your handy towels, all those kind of things. Even egg cartons, toilet roll inners, those dirty brown bags when you've had a pie and things like that. You know, anything that's got food on it that's paper, put it in the compost. So then you've got your leftover food scraps, your fish frames, your meat bones, all the food prep things like peelings and eggshells, your coffee grounds, tea bags, mm-hmm. onion and garlic peelings, or your fruit, citrus, banana, and then your leftovers from once you've had your meal,
yeah.
and bread. Basically, anything that was once alive can yeah. be composted. That's mm-hmm. the key kind of thing to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go, so that's two piles done. We've got two to go.
Yeah.
The next one is the soft plastics one. So this is the one that's kind of new, relatively new to households. Not everybody knows that there's a system where you can take your soft plastics, and we'll go into what they are in a second, back to your local supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll often find there's a soft plastics bin near the checkout area or at the entrance. And once again, I'll post up a photo later about what that looks like.
Yeah.
So if you can't find it, just ask the staff member at the supermarket. Now, in it goes anything that's kind of that stretchy plastic film. So that's even your Glad wrap.
Yeah.
If it's clean, once mm-hmm. again, just give it a wipe, put it in your soft plastics. Your plastic bags from the supermarket, your chip packets, biscuit wrappers. You know, often I was really surprised when I knew that I could throw chip packets in, but it's got such a high content of plastic in it, it can get melted down again. Lolly packets, even the plastic trays that holds biscuits. You know how you eat biscuits these days? They're wrapped up in about 10 different layers of plastic.
Yeah.
So the test is, if you can scrunch it, then it can be recycled. So, you know, those plastic trays, you just scrunch it and it makes a different shape,
yeah, yeah.
then yes, that can be put into the soft plastics.
Yeah.
So it's amazing, isn't it, how much you actually bring into the household, because I'm finding I can fill up, and it's terrible, I need to reduce that, but I can fill up a supermarket bag of plastics, soft plastics, about yeah. once a week. It's ridiculous because I go to the veggie shop and everything, including the eggplant and the cucumber, everything's wrapped in plastic. So all of that can be recycled. So that's a really good amount to take out of your rubbish.
Yeah.
And what's left on the floor is your rubbish.
Okay.
So now this is the pile that we just really need to look at probably the closest. And we go, well, what is in that? And what can we do to not bring that back into the house?
Mm-hmm.
For me at home, it's, you know, a lot of it's around all those pill packets, actually, with the foil and the plastic on the back. Actually, I've just realised I did forget something out of the recycling, and this is for all people that live in Auckland,
yeah.
is the Tetra Paks. So you know those cartons that you can have drinks and milk in? They can also be recycled.
And you have been listening to the Kiribati Language Radio program, and this is our session, Waste Reduction is Our Responsibility, and this is brought to you by Pacific Vision Aotearoa. Now, let's carry on with the topic. I am conscious of the time, but if you can briefly share with our listeners some of the key points on the topic, please.
Oh, well, the key points is really just around setting up a system in your kitchen to separate these four waste streams. So you need one for your recycling, one for your compost, which is all your food scraps, you need one for the rubbish, and you need a little soft plastics container somewhere. So once you've got the four sorted in your kitchen or just outside your kitchen in your laundry,
mm-hmm.
it makes it a lot easier for the family to get involved. And this is what is the key thing is around teaching the whole household how to do this, not just yourself.
And obviously this sounds like a very big undertaking. Is there anything our listeners can do to help?
I think what we're relating to here is the fact that we are going to be separating a lot of waste at Polyfest.
Okay.
And we're actually going to be working alongside the Polyfest team this year, which is next week, from Wednesday through to Saturday, on all six stages.
What about Buzzvika Festival? Because that's the week after.
It is indeed, but I think we'll be stretched to capacity then. I like about Polyfest, it's working with our younger people.
Mm.
So it means that they're the next generation that we really need to work with. And it's a family affair, as I know Pacifica is too. But I think there's an opportunity here, and we've got a really good buy-in from the events team. They really get the message that if we don't change things now, what are we leaving for the future?
Mm-hmm.
So they understand it. They're happy to work with us. So every stage is going to have a community group that's working with the bins that are there to help monitor them so that we can educate people on site about what waste stream to put their rubbish into. So that's going to happen at the festival, so they can do the same at home. What we need from listeners, if anyone is available to volunteer, and they'd like to volunteer to come along to this great cultural event and, you know, get free entry, you might even get a T-shirt.
Oh, that's a good one.
Then please connect up with myself.
Okay. Would you have a store?
I will have a stall on the Cook Island stage.
Okay.
So that would be the best place to find me when I'm not running around madly around the all the different stages.
So how would people identify you? Would you have a Pacific Vision Aotearoa T-shirt or signage?
So I'll have an aikatu on, so that's my headdress for my lovely island wear, and also a Pacific Vision Aotearoa T-shirt. But I would give you my phone number, basically. It's the best place for people to text me or phone me if they would like to come along.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Now, what would be your top tip for this session?
Right. Well, my top tip is to buy or make yourself a reusable bag and take it wherever you go. So throw it in the car, put it in your handbag, or even just use a cardboard box, anything that works for you. One less plastic bag on Earth is worth celebrating.
And that is, of course, our lovely speaker on the program. This is Therese Mangos. I understand you have a brief community notice to our listeners.
Oh, thank you. Just wanted to let listeners know that there is a draft waste plan that's out for consultation right at this moment, and it finishes at the end of this month. And you can see it at your local libraries, and it's called the Draft Auckland Waste Management and Minimisation Plan. What we need to know from you is what you like and what you don't like about the current way that rubbish is dealt with. What do you want to see? Do you want to see what I said in the first session, which is, you know, you put your bottle back and you get 10 cents every time? That's a really good thing to do. Or community recycling centres. You don't want an inorganic collection anymore. So, Auckland, have your say. If you've got a computer, it's akhaveyoursay.nz. So you can do it online or go and see it at your local library.
And what's the deadline?
The 28th of March.
Okay, cool. And thanks for the community notice. And that brings us to the end and the conclusion of our program on waste reduction is our responsibility from the Pacific Vision Aotearoa.